chance to talk about Arctic methane hydrates and the great potential that we have. I understand that methane hydrates are going to continue to be a part of the natural gas technologies R&D budget, which is good. We're not the only country, of course, that is working on this. We've got a good partnership going with Japan. I guess the question to you on this is, right now there is a they're scheduled to conduct a major test up in the Arctic, in Alaska, in partnership with Japan on hydrate flows and pressures. I know DOE had hoped to follow up on this test, so I'm wondering if you can tell me what the level of commitment is from DOE to continue this public-private, the progress that has been made to advance the research in an area that I think we recognize holds great potential. It may be further out in the distance than some of the technologies that are in front of us, but exciting if we can get there. So can you give me any updates? And specifically the commitment that DOE has to this.
Sure. We're going ahead with this test. It's not going to conduct with ConocoPhillips. Japan is very interested because they have methane hydrate reserves off the coast. And as you noted, it can, if one can figure out how to extract it without plugging gas lines and all those other things, it could be as significant or even far more significant than the technology that was developed for shale gas. So we're looking forward to the test. But the test is one part of a program going forward. Before, quite candidly, before industry actually would want to begin to invest in it on their own. So again, it's this balance. Right now, industry is not, you know, they view methane hydrates more as something that plugs up their lines rather than a potential source. And just like with shale gas, if it looks like it can be developed and industry gets invested in it as part of all their above strategy, then they can take it over. Right now, the program being done in Alaska is actually being directed by a DOE scientist, and so it is a research project, but it's just one part of that research project. After this stage, we see it continuing.
Well, I think that's important because we recognize that currently there's $12 million now that's proposed in this budget for all methane hydrate research next year. It's my understanding that this test is going to... It's going to be more expensive, so the commitment then from DOE to continue that I think is going to be important. Again, we'll follow up on that.